Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
What the hell was that? And I'm not talking about the Jets. We'll get to them later. What the hell was that with the handling of Jackson Dart, with what that was supposed to be, with the giant offense? How is it possible Jackson Dart threw for 33 yards? What was that, Tiki?
On 11 attempts, it was just abysmal.
Yes.
The first half, he had 2 yards.
Two yards.
It made no sense. They ran the ball 30 times in this game. This felt like I'm so terrified of the Minnesota Vikings and Brian Flores' defensive scheme that I don't want my quarterback to get beat up and knocked out of the game and have to go in the blue protocol tent one more time. That's what it felt like, that there were going to be free rushers running at Jackson Dart all day long. Therefore, let's just let Jackson Dart hand the ball off to Tyrone Tracy and hope for the best. The problem with that is that this was a winnable game. The Minnesota Vikings aren't world beaters by any stretch of the imagination. J.J. McCarthy was not really great in this game. He had a couple of short passes and third down conversions to Justin Jefferson. But other than that, what the hell did they do? And so to
gave the ball away, actually, right, and gave you points.
To me, this felt like I don't want to get my quarterback beat up, so I'm just going to not let him participate in this game. And that's just not fair to the kid. Because, yeah, he would have struggled mightily against Brian Flores' defensive scheme.
Sure.
All the different machinations that he throws at you. It might have been horrendously ugly. But I would rather have that than not trying. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would rather have Jackson Dart learn how to deal with chaos that sometimes defensive coordinators present to you than just not try to get him frazzled or hurt or whatever the reasoning was. I get the game. I get the idea of the game plan. The execution of it wasn't good. And when you look back on this game, it's like you have only so many opportunities for Jackson Dart to get up to snuff in a season that doesn't matter, because come 2026, all of the games are going to matter.
Yeah.
You're going to hope with a new coach, with a new system, with a new idea about what this giant team is going to be, that every game is going to matter. So this was one where you could have let him just feel it, grow up, get your welcome to the NFL moment, whatever the heck you want to call it, and it was taken away from him.
This game felt like it was coached by either an unhinged sports talk radio personality or a caller. And what I mean by that is,
And I'm not trying to say Tommy's an unhinged sports talk radio personality.
Oh, Tommy.
But remember how last year you would accuse Brian Daboll of tanking? Remember that whole thing?
Yes.
And I would, and Tiki too, we would look at you and say, but that's not like real. That doesn't happen in the NFL. Like they're not
trying. I didn't even consider that. But now that you say that, that's what it felt like. Well,
and that's why, to me, it was like, who was coaching this game? Tommy Lou Cowher or Mike Kafka? Because you could argue, and I remember I joked with this to you a few weeks ago, Tommy, how if this game happened last year, you could have very well come on the radio and say, see, I told you guys, they're tanking. Look at the way this game was played and
yes,
coached.
Yes.
And a game like yesterday, I'd have a very tough time arguing with you.
Well,
because it appeared that way.
Offensively, yes. Defensively, the defense looked really good for a second week in a row.
They did look good.
Abdul Carter actually put up another really good game.
Well, hold on a second about Abdul Carter. Wasn't he lined up in the neutral zone on a pick six?
Dude, it was so close. It was so close. It's one of those that you kind of, if you're the line judge, side judge, whichever one it was that called this, you kind of just let it go.
Maybe, but he still did it.
I know, he did. It's a boneheaded mistake.
The reason I say, though, it's like a sports talk host or a caller doing it is not only did it look like they were not trying to win, I heard callers, some to us, some around the radio station, suggesting Jackson Dart shouldn't play to save him from himself, right? Ooh.
Yes.
Like, hey, Jackson Dart shouldn't play.
From injury.
From injury.
Yes.
Let's save him for next season. And I think people looked at that and said, well, that's freaking crazy. He's a rookie. He's got to play.
But then you see this game against the Minnesota Vikings, and hey, that's kind of what it looked like.
Yes! So I can't, like, agree with Tommy or anyone else that they were tanking or they were afraid of getting Jackson Dart hurt. But when you watched that game yesterday, it looked that way.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean I think why, because obviously, why would Mike Kafka, who's not going to be with the Giants next year, participate in a tanking? It would make no sense.
Right.
Why would Joe Shane, who also may not be here next year, participate in a tanking? And we all know why players wouldn't. So I can't even argue that anyone would. I'm just saying, if you were at MetLife Stadium yesterday, or you actually invested 3 hours of your time watching that slop.
I did.
You did. We all did. It's understandable to walk away from it saying, what was that?
Yeah, this was unexplainable. I know that Mike Kafka says he wants to stay aggressive, and that's why he went for it on fourth down.
How dumb was that, too, T?
Of course it was ridiculous, because the way he played the game, he played it to be a low-scoring game, and you know your defense was going to have an advantage against Minnesota's young quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, and so points are at a premium. You take them when you can get them. And so if it wasn't for the Jackson Dart interception, they score 9 points.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's like that field goal going for it on fourth and five, if it's fourth and two or fourth and one, maybe, but fourth and five and then not having a good play, it made no sense given the nature of the game that you had to assume was going to take place against the Minnesota Vikings. And so it was just bad game management. It was bad decisions. And ultimately, it was bad play calling for a young quarterback who, even if he got destroyed by Brian Flores' defense, sometimes you need that.
I was going to say,
you need a butt whooping.
Sometimes, like, that's your best lesson.
Yes.
Your best lesson in life is getting your ass kicked. Go back to the beginning of this game. So Jackson Dart did not officially attempt throwing the football to early in the second quarter.
Yes.
Four runs out of the gate, a pass play in which there was a penalty, which actually gave them an automatic first down. Then there was a pass play that was a sack, then three more runs, then a sack, then eight more runs before he finally officially attempted his first pass.
Eight more
which was
runs.
Incomplete. Yeah, eight. Eight in a row?
I don't even know if I realized that. Eight in a row.
I had to chart it down and write it down just to make sure like what I was watching was real. Four runs, pass with a penalty, pass with a sack, three runs sack, and then eight runs in a row before Jackson Dart attempted his first pass, and this is now early second quarter. It was mind-numbing.
Because it's not how this offense has been called at all this year. It's not as if, look, I know that Minnesota is good defensively. I know that they are aggressive, that they force a ton of turnovers. I think they are top four or five in the league in sacks and in strip sacks and all these other, you know, turnover metrics. The reason that they are even have won a lot of these games is because their defense has given them point blank range offensively and made it easy for them for Kevin O'Connell's offense. But at the same time, the only way to learn how to beat teams that are going to play you like this is to play games like this and to let your quarterback see it, get frustrated by it, start to figure it out, understand it, and the next time it's kind of like, all right, I know what's going to happen
right
here. Or I know where my hot read is. Or I know that they're bringing six, potentially seven. If that one guy comes, I have to get rid of the football. Like, you only learn that by doing
it. So what did he learn from yesterday?
Nothing. He learned how to I don't know, be inept and turn around and hand the football off.
And I think what it did, and I don't think it did it to you.
It was 11 pass attempts.
That was crazy.
Now, look, there were 16 dropbacks because he was sacked, obviously, but 11 pass attempts and 30-plus runs.
Yeah.
That doesn't calculate in modern NFL.
How would you evaluate the way he played? Considering what he was allowed to do.
He was terrible.
He was terrible, right?
Yes.
So I think
it's the first time this year where I said, man, he looked bad, like really bad. And there was nothing to take away from him except for the good pass he threw to Darius Slayton that he dropped.
Right. I was going to say.
That was his best throw of the day.
And he wasn't helped out by his teammates.
No.
The only thing you took away from this, and I don't think this is you despite saying he was terrible yesterday, or Tommy, or Sean, is that there are going to be Giant fans out there who are now questioning, is Jackson Dart the answer? And that doesn't feel fair.
No, it's
but
not
that's
fair.
What happens off a game like that.
Yeah, when you look that badly, you have to toss it out. That's the outlier. That's the one, you know, data point that just doesn't make sense and line up anywhere close to all the other ones.
Well, what I said to a buddy of mine who is a Giant fan, because he texted me after this game and said, do you think the rose has come off the, hold on a second, the bloom has come off the Jackson Dart rose. And my
we'll
answer.
Have to save that for January 2nd.
Yes. Well, I knew I was screwing it up as I said it. And I think you'll be proud of my answer on this.
Go ahead.
Because my answer was, I think that sometimes with rookies, good and bad, we go way too far. We anoint them too quickly, and we bury them too quickly.
Very true.
And I think in a lot of ways, Jackson Dart has had some really good moments in his rookie season. He's probably been anointed way too quickly.
Right, and you know who was crushed way too quickly? Abdul Carter.
Absolutely.
Who's had two really good games in a row.
I think that is a great example
Safe
to show.
For the lining up all sides.
Right. But he has been different. And I think that's a great example of how, with the same team, in the same draft, we go too far, mm-hmm. both ways. So what I said to him, as I said, look, what we have to remind ourselves about Jackson Dart is that he's a rookie.
Yeah.
And that as well as it looked early on, as giddy as we were with 8 minutes to go in the fourth quarter against the Broncos, early in Jackson Dart's tenure as quarterback of the New York Giants, we had to remind ourselves he's a rookie and he's going to go through bumps. And he went through bumps yesterday. I agree. He was terrible. Now, he wasn't helped out by the coach. He wasn't helped out by his receivers. But he was not great. And I think the other thing you can't deny is, since he's come back from his concussion protocol, he hasn't been the same guy.
No, he
now,
hasn't.
It's not all his fault, but it's true.
Yeah, and that's two parts. That's one, as a quarterback standing in the pocket, scrambling, because that feels like it's kind of not part of the game plan anymore, scrambling away and picking up 5, 10, 20 yards when a pass play breaks down. You also have seen almost zero design QB runs.
Which I guess we're okay with, right?
Yes, but it has to be a part of his game because that's what makes him different.
It has to be a part of his game, but should it be a part of your game when your record is 2-13?
Probably not.
And that's where I think.
And that's why I'm okay with it.
Yeah, I'm okay with that too. I'm just not okay with him basically being non-existent in the offense because if that's the case.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. When you say it like that, you're right. It was almost like he was a non-factor in the game yesterday.
And if Mike Kafka wants to make him a non-factor or the organization is making a decision to make him a non-factor, then don't freaking play him.
Yeah, so Tommy was right once again.
Yeah, you were by accident right, Tommy.
You were right with the start Dart at the beginning of the season. We praised you 6 weeks ago or 8 weeks, whatever it was. You got that right. You got this one right, too.
Now, in fairness,
apparently they're not letting him do anything for the rest of the
you
season.
You want to sit Dart so that the Giants lose.
Correct.
So it's come about in a way that's not direct with what you were saying. But nevertheless, if they're going to tie his arm behind his back, then why is he playing?
Can I give you a wild conspiracy that I just thought of?
Okay.
We've already had five of them today, so why not a sixth?
Hopefully you didn't mention this already. Is it possible that Kafka's being told to not let Dart run a lot, you know, kind of make him look bad so that they draft a quarterback because Jackson Dart was... Dart was Dable's guy, so maybe Shane thinks if I stick around, I could go to management
and go... Well, last we heard, Shane claimed Dart, too.
He did. This is just me pulling something wild out because I don't think that's actually what's happening. But they are trying to change Jackson Dart as a quarterback right now.
Mm.
Like, they're trying to make him more of a pocket passer. He doesn't have that spark. He's not running.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just, you know, testing it out to see if maybe he could be a different type of quarterback. And if not, they go back to the old. Because honestly, whoever the coach is next year is going to put Dart out there the way he sees fit.
Yeah.
And you're going to coach things differently when you're 0-0 as compared to 2-12 and now 2-13.
Yeah. I'm trying to think if I've ever seen that or if I've ever seen it work.
Seen what work? Changing a quarterback that way?
Yeah.
It's like what the Mets did to Doc Gooden back in the day. They said, throw more curveballs. Don't throw the gas as much.
Yeah. I don't know if that works. I think you are who you are. And Josh Allen was that way too. And yeah, he's evolved his game, but he still kind of has that flair to just take off and try to be a running back.
Yeah.
It's what makes him who he is. I don't think you can take that out of a QB. You can make him approach contact in a smarter way. But I think that's a process of just learning how to be a running back. You know what I mean? It's when I see Josh Allen run and he's getting ready to go into contact, he looks like a running back is going to go into contact. Jackson Dart earlier in this year, because he hasn't done it as of late, when he's going into contact, he's just wide open. Like, hit me. Yeah, there's a target right here on my chest, or actually in more cases, right here on my head. Just hit me. There's a way that you have to go into contact. And if he's taught that, he can be an effective runner. And that's design QB runs. That's also in scrambling when plays break down. But that's like an off-season correction. That was like me changing the way I carried a football when I fixed my fumbling issues. It becomes mechanics, right? How do you mechanically go into contact? He can learn that. So I don't think you should think about eliminating that from his game, because it changes his game completely.
We'll get to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. Plus, is Mike Kafka simply the worst head coach maybe we've ever seen in New York Giants history?
My decision.
We'll discuss it coming up. Your phone calls, unfortunately, no Joe B today because the Jets and Mets finally did it to him. They didn't kill him, but they made him very, very sick. And he just hasn't been the same. It's not that he's been awful. He just hasn't been the same. And I don't know if it's related to the concussion. I don't know if it's just coaching. I don't know if it's the players around him really doing him in, like we saw yesterday with Theo Johnson unable to hold a football.
Yep.
And Darius Slayton, who's been disastrous. But he just hasn't been the same. Like, because you look at those losses before the injuries, there were games that were right there for them. And he also played really well, obviously starting with the Denver game. These three losses since Dart has returned against New England, against Washington, and against Minnesota, it feels different.
Yeah.
Everything just feels different. It was this competitive, they're finding ways to lose, and now it just feels more inept.
Well, I think the other thing that we're not accounting for is that the stress of being a head coach is real. It is not just, okay, everything's going to fall into place. It's going to execute without any work on my part. And now Mike Kafka is not only calling plays or trying to, he's also the head coach,
right,
for a team that is struggling and failing each and every week. And it's not just the offense he's got to deal with. It's the special teams he's got to deal with. It's the defense he's got to have some input in, especially with an interim defensive coordinator on that side of the ball, too. Being a head coach is a ton of work. And now any of those, I don't know, say you now take an extra 3 hours planning to be the head coach. That's 3 hours that you don't get to develop a game plan or be in a room with Jackson Dart and talk about what he likes and then what you like and then how you're going to attack this specific defense. Like, all of that stuff gets compounded when your team is struggling and you're the head coach. It becomes so much more of a responsibility for you to try to steady the ship. And it's some veteran head coaches who try to call plays can't do this.
Mm.
Now, Mike Kafka, who is an interim and he's still relatively young, is trying to do everything. It's just that's what I actually am starting to see as the issue, is that him being the head coach and the play caller right now is not working for this Giant offense.
We'll get into more details on this coming up in 15 minutes, including if Mike Kafka is the single worst interim head coach in the history of football. WFAN NFL football is powered by Verizon. Let's go to Kevin in Westfield, who was lucky enough to be in the building yesterday. What's up, Kevin?
You call it luck. It was not so great, but hey, I want to give my thoughts. So I think Dart is the guy. I think yesterday Kafka solidified that he's not going to find his job as an offensive coordinator. coordinator. Forget head coach. The guy's a joke. But question for you on next week is having the first overall pick and being able to leverage the demand for Mendoza, trade back, get those draft picks, is that going to be as impactful as I and my other friends who are fans think it will be? Or we make it too big of a deal out of having the first pick?
No, I mean, the first pick is, it is a big deal. So it's just, and it sucks because when you had the first pick, that means your season was horrible and horrendous, unless it came via trade or some other thing like that. But it gives the Giants the ability to take whoever they want. It could be a generational player who we're not even thinking about right now, or presents himself during the combine or the offseason and the workouts and all that other stuff. And the Giants can simply just say, we want him. We don't have to wait and guess that, oh, maybe the Raiders are going to take him, or maybe the Tennessee Titans are going to take him. You're number one. You take whoever you want. That's number one. Number two, and this is particularly relevant this year because of the Jets. We've had this conversation many times, and there's other teams that want and need quarterbacks, and there's really one early consensus, because I can't say he's the consensus number one quarterback in this draft, because we don't know yet. We got to wait till all the evaluations
things
come out.
Things can change when we see if Dante Moore enters the draft, 100%. How the combine goes. Things can change.
100%. Yeah. But right now, there's essentially one guy that anybody who wants a quarterback wants, and that's Fernando Mendoza, the Heisman Trophy winner, who has taken an Indiana program that was, I mean, I guess we knew about it, but nobody paid attention to it
right
until this year. And so I think the Giants at number one control the board, so to speak. If you want Fernando Mendoza, you got to come to us. And yeah, the Raiders are right there as well, but you still got to go to Gus because somebody can jump the Raiders.
You laid out brilliantly all the football reasons. Now I will speak for Tommy Lugauer, who is beginning after hours on January 5th.
Whoop, whoop.
I'll speak for Craig Carton, who will begin in this time slot on January 5th.
Welcome back.
And Big Mac, and Boomer, and Gio. I speak for all of them when I say the Giants owning the number one pick is sports talk radio porn.
Yes, it is.
Because all of the elements, will the Giants trade with the Jets? What will it take?
Should they? Why they won't?
Could the Giants set up the Jets for a great future? Will Giant fans say, screw it, I want Mendoza? Like, the elements around it, it's like, it's Shakespeare. I mean, honestly, it's Shakespeare.
You're right, you can't craft it any better.
You couldn't. So,
especially with as inept as the Jets' quarterbacking situation has become.
They have the worst quarterback situation in the history of sports.
Right, even that guy who came in for the Kansas City Chiefs was a little bit better.
I have no idea who that guy was.
I had never heard of him before
in my life.
He went
to South Dakota State?
Oh, maybe that's why I never heard of him.
And by the way, I am hyperbolic saying it's the worst ever, but it's really, really bad. But putting that aside, because I put myself as a fan before anything else,
yeah,
including a sports talk radio host, as a fan, it's so important because you just laid it out. Like, the Jets need a quarterback, and the Las Vegas Raiders are not trading the number one overall pick to the New York Jets because they're probably going to use it to take their quarterback.
Right.
So the idea of the Giants having it is not just the whole local aspect. It's the idea that they're going to trade the pick, and the Jets are best equipped to deal it. So I can't wait for Sunday. I think Sunday's Giant-Raider game is so appealing on a million levels. And I argued this last week, and I'll say it again on Monday. Giants Raiders matters more to the New York Jets than it matters to the New York.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin, or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Giants. Let's go to Chris in Perth Amboy, New Jersey. Hey, Chris. Chris.
What's up, dude? We hear you there, so we know you're there. Boy, where are you?
All right. He may have fallen asleep, so we'll go to Joe in Holbrook. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up?
A long-time fan, first-time caller.
I appreciate you. Thanks for calling. Happy holidays.
Thanks, man. And I grew up watching you. You were awesome, man. I really appreciate all you did to the Giants fans.
Thank you, man.
No problem. I just have a question. I'm a long-time fan. I'm so disappointed with what's going on with the Giants, honestly. But I'm actually one of the fans that I love Dart. I think he's the answer. I really do. Just because he's going to have, you know, some down games, that's what rookies do. You know, they're going to have that. But I really believe yesterday, and I just think it's a tank, honestly. I feel like they game plan to lose. Mm. And I feel like they're also hurting the kids. Now you have people asking for Fernando.
But why would Mike Kafka do that? Why would he intentionally lose? It hurts any ability he has to keep the job.
It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make sense, but it felt like that. I didn't think about it until you said it this morning, but it felt, rethinking about the sequence of play calling in that game, it didn't make sense to me. And I know Brian Flores, and again, I'm not discounting how amazing of a defensive coordinator Brian Flores is. I get it. But it's not the 85 Bears.
Right.
You know what I mean? I kept hearing that. This isn't one of those defenses that is so fearful that you can't do anything against them. You can try, and it felt like they didn't try. That's what's confounding.
I think, I don't believe Mike Kafka would ever tank, because to your point, it serves zero benefit to him.
Yes.
But I think in this day and age, whenever teams do things that are unexplainable using your brain, we always go towards, oh, they must have been doing it on purpose.
Right.
Because think about, and I'm sure you guys covered this brilliantly on your postgame show. In fact, I heard you do it because I was driving to Brooklyn last night for Nets Raptors. And by the way, how about the Netsies beating the Raptors? So as I'm driving, I'm listening to Tiki, John Schmilk, and Bob Papa breaking down the 4th and 5 decision to go for it and not kick a field goal.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was either you or Bob made the point, you know, analytics have to be viewed in terms of your team, not just the league in general.
And the opponent.
And how good the opponent is.
100%.
And as you said, in the short red zone, you also have less room to work.
Right.
But what kept hitting my head as you guys were talking about this and breaking down every angle was that ultimately Mike Kafka made a decision that made no sense.
Mm-hmm.
You guys tried your best as the former player. Bob's watched a million years of football. Schmelk is so smart. You guys tried to use your brain to kind of break down as fairly as you could a decision that didn't make sense.
Yeah.
And as I'm driving, I'm like, there's no answer. It didn't make sense.
Right.
Like, it was stupid. And I think sometimes when you run your head into the wall of stupid, the only conclusion you can come up with is that Mike isn't a dumb guy. There must have been a greater philosophy, even if that also makes no sense.
Yeah, but what if you accidentally score a touchdown?
I was thinking about that, too.
If that's what we're going with, then yes, he's tanking 4th and 5. You have no chance against a defense that does not concede to a high level in the red zone. I think they're 2nd or whatever it is in red zone touchdown touchdown percentage at 40-something percent, which is ridiculously good.
Mm.
why would you go for it on fourth down in the tight area? There was virtually no chance for them to be successful.
It also contradicted the game plan of being so conservative with your quarterback.
Yeah, points there at a premium.
Now, all of a sudden, after you've basically told your quarterback, hand the ball off time after time after time, right. Now go make a play on fourth and five. Like, that didn't even stand as consistent with what he had been doing so far. Mike's in Elmont, New York. Hey, Mike.
Hey, what's up, guys? Happy holidays.
Likewise.
I have a couple of points to make. Hopefully, you don't cut me off. First, about Dart. about Dart, I think that Dart, I think Kafka was not really coaching to lose. I think he was more coaching just to not hurt Dart. I feel like he doesn't want to be the coach to break him, you know, to make him look bad for whatever future jobs might come in the future for him. I think that's what I saw. It was just kind of sad to watch.
Right.
But my other point was about the Cinco de Luncho. I wanted to talk about the Cinco de Luncho if you mind.
Go ahead.
So as a music producer myself, I love your AI. I love your AI songs, but there's a little part of me that's a little salty about it because, you know, I make music. And now a few months ago, some caller called in and was trying to do theme songs for your show, for the new show when you guys had, you know, the afternoon drive. Now, yeah. I was thinking maybe you guys could have a contest for a new theme song for you guys.
Done. From
some music people. Done. For your new show. I would like to send you something, Evan.
Send
it. You never answered me.
No, did you send me? So you sent me a song to where? To my email account?
I sent you, I make jingles and stuff. So I sent you a little jingle to your, I think this is months ago when the guy called up. I made a little thing. I recorded my voice and I never heard back from you.
I swear to you, if I saw that, I would have definitely written back and played it on the air. So do me a favor, send it again. TheRicoB@gmail.com. Okay. And here's the question.
The Rico B. That's one C. B.
@gmail.com. I do have to tell our last caller a story, and I don't think the company has changed much. Many, many years ago, when I was doing the midday show with Joe, there was a listener who created what is now the infamous Joe and Evan song, if you want to call it an infamous song. Joe and Evan. Okay, great song.
Yes.
He sends it in. Benigno and I look at each other. We're like, that's it.
Yeah.
It's over. That's going to be our theme song. And Mark Chernoff says, we can't give him any money, though. And so both Joe and I obviously laughed and said, all right, we'll talk to him. So we said to the guy, look, the song's amazing. We love it. We're honored by it.
Right.
We would love to use it, but there's no money. Mm. And he was such a nice guy. He's like, that's fine. It's for you. So all I'd say to our last caller and to anyone out there that wants to write a jingle for Evan and Tiki, whether it's a theme song or a Cinco de Luncho, more than welcome to send them in. But if you're expecting a big payday, I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Right. We'll take it, but you ain't getting paid.
Now, will I take you to a Met game, maybe? Sure.
Right.
It's on the table. Would you like a free copy of my Mets Bible?
There's a reward.
The experience is so much better than the cash. Said nobody.
So we're open to it, and I agree with our last caller. Like, AI should not take over the world, but AI in a lot of ways is easy.
And it's free.
And it's free.
And if it's free, I'll take three. That's the cliche, but it's really, if it's free, I'll take an unlimited number of free songs.
That's right. And to our last caller, if he is truly emailing us an Evan and Tiki jingle, as soon as I get it, I'm going to hand it over to Tommy Lugauer, and we will play it today. Just remember, you're probably not getting any money. Mm. I just want to be honest about it.
Hey, better to be clear than ambiguous.
That's exactly right. I don't want there to be a mystery if this could be my big break. I mean, it could be your big break in terms of getting a shout out on the air. Like, who knows? Record producers listen all the time. It could turn out like you become a superstar, but it ain't going to be because we're giving you money, unfortunately. Though Tommy just got a raise. Would you want to give somebody money for a theme song?
No, not at all.
What if they write an after-hours theme song?
No, same thing. Like, we'll use it, and you could always tell your friends at the bar that I have the Tommy Lugauer, made the Tommy Lugauer theme song, but come on.
Yeah, that is the cool thing you do want to tell people at bars.
What vibe are you going for?
Well, house music, club music. So, yeah, if you want to, you could email the Landry Fields at gmail.com.
Would that be the guy you name it after?
I'm just a random Nick off top, man.
Well, no Quiet Storm for you, though. No Luther Vandross.
No, well, nah. Maybe 1 a.m.
There you go.
Tone it down a little bit.
Right.
The latter portion of after hours.
The latter.
Yes.
I'm going to take y'all home tonight. Y'all going to love this giant talk.
Let's go to Bob in Farmingdale. What's up, Bob?
Hey, good afternoon, guys. Speaking of AI, maybe the Giants should try an AI coach for the last two games of the season, see how that goes.
I mean,
because I am so frustrated with Kafka. If you're so worried about Brian Flores' defense beating up Jackson Dart, you might as well just started Russell Wilson. Let him get beat up for the game.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's going to care. Actually, some Giants fans might enjoy watching Russell Wilson get beat up for a couple quarters. But, and just for Kafka, talk about blowing the audition. I just can't go with this
He
guy
has
anymore.
Blown the audition worse than any of us could have imagined.
Yeah. There's been no lift.
No.
I mean, defensively, there has been. But that's probably more Charlie Bullen.
Right. After Kafka finally decided to remove his defensive
coordinator. Right. Because you heard Abdul Carter ask after the game yesterday. I think it was yesterday. Maybe it was last week. But I think it was yesterday. You know, what the difference has been. And he essentially credited Charlie Bullen for putting him in advantageous positions as opposed to just, all right, line up on the edge and good luck, rush the passer. You see him all over the place. Remember early in the season I was talking about how he would influence games?
Yeah.
Abdul Carter, and not necessarily show up on the stat sheet. And it was because he was everywhere. He'd be standing over the center. He'd be out on the guard. He'd be rushing from the edge. He'd be doing stunts with the edge, with the defensive end or the defensive tackle. And all of a sudden, he became a one-trick pony because he was just lined up as a pass rusher. And that's not going to be his game. He's unique as a linebacker, and I think he's a really good athlete, but he's not a traditional, I can get after the quarterback by rushing on an offensive tackle, right? So you got to be creative in how you use him, and I think Charlie Bullen has done a good job the last couple of weeks, in particular with Abdul Carter.
I agree the defense has gotten better. The problem is since Mike Kafka has taken over as head coach, the Giants as a whole have gotten worse.
That's because the offense is now inept.
Right, and that could be very similar to what happened last year with the Jets when Jeff Ulbrich, I'm trying to remember his name.
But it was the same thing.
It was. That's what I'm saying. It was the same thing. Like, the Jets weren't good, but they were functional. They get rid of Robert Saleh. Right.
Their defense was okay.
Their defensive coordinator, and it felt like he was stretched too thin. And for the record, Jeff Ulbrich led the New York Jets to a 3-9 record. As of right now, Mike Kafka is 0-5?
Yeah.
I think is what we're up to. And listen to what Sean Morash said last night about Mike Kafka. Now, Sean is not here today. He is back tomorrow. But he did say something that got me smiling and intrigued and had me thinking. And I'm very curious how you, Tiki Barber, and you, Tommy Lugauer, would feel about this comment, whether you agree with him or disagree. Here is Sean Morash right after the Jet loss. Describing how bad Mike Kafka is as head coach.
Mike Kafka, unbelievably, is worse than if you put Pat Shurmur, Joe Judge, and Ben McAdoo in a blender.
You agree with that?
I mean, yes. How can you not? And again, this is not all his fault because he's stretched way too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Finn trying to be an offensive play caller and a head coach. But you're seeing the impact of him having to take on that head coaching responsibility. This is why sometimes when you hire an interim head coach, and you know that most of the staff is not going to be back next year, you give it to somebody who, I don't know, you give it to the wide receiver coach, right? You give it to somebody else.
So special teams coach, I usually think.
Yeah, special teams coach. Yeah. What, you give it to someone who's not going to adversely, by him not being as present, adversely affect that unit. So, Oberg, him not being present with the defense, it affected that unit. Mike Kafka not being fully present with the offense, it's affected the unit. They were a pretty good offense for the most part of this season, especially once Jackson Dart started, became the starting quarterback.
Especially on opening drives, right, they would come out right out of the gate.
Maybe it was 1 point, it was 6 out of 7,
yeah,
or something like that.
Yeah,
they were just game planning the hell out of teams and pushing down and scoring on opening drives. I haven't seen one in 4 weeks now, and so. It's clearly because of the stretched nature of Mike Kafka's job right now. And yeah, he's bad. As all those guys that Sean was talking about, it's not all his fault, but it is his responsibility.
We saw this last year with the Jets, now with the Giants. You can make the strong case that you shouldn't fire head coaches middle of the year.
I 100% agree with that. If it serves no purpose.
Exactly.
I mean, are you getting a head start on, you know what you should do? You should do what the Giants did in 2003. Fire your head coach, but let him stay. Jim Fassel stayed.
Right.
He was fired in week, 12, whatever it was. He stayed until the season was over. He did his job. It was like he got the walk away at the end, holding his head high, and had a good run here, and I'm going to go do something else. But everything stayed the same. Now, we stunk, and everybody was hurt, but it didn't matter. Like when you fire a head coach in the middle of the season, it upends everything.
Yeah, and it upends, as you talked about, what happened with the Jets and Giants last year when you're taking someone from an important job and stretching them too thin.
Right.
Which leads me...
And it's not fair to the interim.
No, it's not. It leads me to this question, and I know that you could clearly throw holes in this. In baseball, not always, but sometimes, when they fire a manager, they bring someone completely fresh in. Mm-hmm. Not just necessarily promoting the bench coach, though that does happen a lot. Sometimes it's just a guy from the front office comes downstairs or someone from the TV booth comes downstairs. Would it make sense to actually just bring someone in?
Yeah, right. Now that I'm thinking about this, maybe Jim Irsay wasn't such a moron.
Go to Jeff Saturday?
When he brings Jeff Saturday out of nowhere.
Because it's not upending the current situation in terms of taking someone out of their role. Now,
how did he do, by the way? I forget now.
I don't think
it was good, but... I can't remember now with Jeff Saturday.
Hey, I'm going to look that up real quick because now I'm very curious as well.
Because I remember at the time crushing it. Like
1-7. So.
So it wasn't good. But either way, they weren't good anyways that season. But I just felt like...
He won their first game, though. So that's what happened. He comes down from the booth or ESPN. They win their first game, and then they lost their final 7.
Right.
So... It wasn't good.
No.
Look, most of the time when you fire a coach in the middle of the season, it's not going to be good. But what we've seen firsthand over the last 2 years from the Jets and the Giants is that when you take a coordinator...
It makes you worse.
Yes. I mean, both times it made these teams worse.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I get the argument, but Evan, that's a good thing. The Giants may get the number one pick. You may be right. If that's the goal, then great. But I think when they
that
fired...
That might be the intent, though.
You think so? I think that's fan intent. I don't know if that was the organization's intent. Mm. I don't think they said, let's fire Brian Daboll so we could get
worse. I don't think it's Mike Kafka or the player's intent. But in a sneaky way, it's actually, that's the positive you can take. That you're going to get the number. We already talked about why having the number one overall pick, particularly this year where there's really one quarterback who is consensus, the best guy in this draft, Heisman Trophy winner, Fernando Mendoza. It is valuable to have the first pick. And so I don't think that that was the reasoning, but it's hard not to think about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.